From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 11 U.S. states vote. U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has won two key Democratic primary elections in Super Tuesday voting, according to media projections. Her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, is projected to win in his home state of Vermont. Super Tuesday is the single most important day in the U.S. primary election calendar, with nearly a quarter of the delegates needed to win the Republican and Democratic nominations at stake. Voters are making final choices in states across the nation, from Georgia all the way to Alaska. Opinion polls suggest Republican Donald Trump could win 10 of the states in his party's balloting. The lone exception is Texas, where U.S. Senator Ted Cruz is hoping for a victory. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. He was speaking on German television. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the parties in the conflict to abide by the ceasefire.
So far, the cessation of hostilities is by and large holding, despite some incidents. I call on all parties to continue to keep their promises and demonstrate their good faith.
Ban Ki-moon, a suspected Islamic radical, appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges he helped destroy historic religious shrines in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmad al-Faqi al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pretrial hearing in The Hague. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants attacked an Iraqi military headquarters overnight, killing 8 officers. The 4 militants, dressed as soldiers, attacked the compound near the town of Haditha in Anbar province. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. A resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on North Korea, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. United Nations is warning Tuesday that Europe is near what was called a self-induced humanitarian crisis. That because governments are imposing border restrictions as migrants continue to inundate the continent. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. The U.S. Justice Department and technology company Apple sparred Tuesday over the government's demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's California terrorist attack. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional hearing that technological advancements to keep phone information secret can also block investigators from collecting key evidence in criminal and terrorism cases.
In any investigation is done competently, the FBI would try to get access to that phone. It's important that it's a live, ongoing terrorism investigation, but in any criminal investigation, a competent investigator would try and use all lawful tools to get access to that device.
Apple's chief lawyer, Bruce Sewell, said the government's demand that it unlock the phone used by Syed Rizwan Farouk would, quoting now, set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the lives of people. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe's nearly 4-decade hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in Harare. The 60-year-old Mujuru was removed as vice president in 2014 after accusations by Mr. Mugabe's wife that Mujuru was trying to remove Mr. Mugabe from power. The Lord Mayor of Uganda's capital, Kampala, says his re-election sends a strong message to President Yoweri Museveni that the will of the people is supreme. Erias Lukwago warned the president and his ruling party should stop frustrating the residents of the city who want their needs and aspirations met. Osama bin Laden predicted the demise of the Islamic State, warning before his death that any effort by jihadists to declare a caliphate before defeating the West would be doomed to fail. The insight is one of several emerging from 113 newly declassified documents, part of a trove found by U.S. Navy SEALs during the raid on his compound at which he was killed. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.